The student loan forgiveness idea? Kaput. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 30th and final day of June 2023. And tomorrow, hey, it's Happy Canada Day. In other news, no same-sex website for you, says the High Court. Some new data out about inflation. We'll tell you about that. Have you heard about the Bank of Mom and Dad? You will today. We've got some value news out about Apple, the Wall Street Report, and Nike is set to raise prices. After selling excess inventory at a loss? Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you're with us again today. Want to follow us on Twitter? You can find us morning, noon, and night at IOB_NewsHour. The Supreme Court has struck down the plan to forgive billions of dollars in student loans. The student loan forgiveness program would have eliminated $10,000 in debt for those making less than $125,000 a year. Households earning less than $250,000 a year were also eligible. Pell Grant recipients would have had an additional $10,000 in relief. 43 million borrowers would have been eligible, said the White House. On the economic side of this story is the fact that these former students will now have to come up with extra income to cover their debts, which in turn will take money out of the economy. It will be interesting to watch the impact. In yet another high court decision, in a defeat for gay rights, the Supreme Court's conservative majority ruled that a Christian graphic artist who wants to design wedding websites can refuse to work with same-sex couples. One of the court's liberal justices wrote in a dissent that the decision's impact is to mark gays and lesbians for second-class status, and the decision opens the door to other discrimination. The Associated Press is reporting that the court ruled 6-3 for designer Lori Smith, saying that she can refuse to design websites for same-sex weddings despite a Colorado law that bars discrimination based on sexual orientation, race, gender, and other characteristics. The court said forcing her to create the websites would violate her free speech rights under the Constitution's First Amendment. The decision suggests that artists, photographers, videographers, and writers are among those who can refuse to offer what the court called expressive services if doing so would run contrary to their beliefs. But that's different from other businesses not engaged in speech and therefore not covered by the First Amendment. What are those? Well, say, for example, restaurants and hotels. Well, there's another good report on inflation. Data showed U.S. inflation measured by the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index eased to 3.8% in May on a 12-month basis. That's the slowest increase since April of 2021. The PCE Price Index edged up 0.1% on a month-over-month basis in May, while core prices, which exclude volatile food and energy products, increased by 0.3%. The print, by the way, was in line of what was expected by economists. However, there was a reduction in consumer spending, mostly on new vehicles. Spending by consumers did go up when it came to travel and transportation. That and a better-than-expected jobless report buoyed Wall Street, and those numbers will be coming at you in just a bit. When it comes to financial dealings, many American millennials and Gen Zers depend on their parents for money. It's being called the Bank of Mom and Dad. Business Insider is reporting that more than half, like 54% of American millennials and Gen Zers, are still financially dependent on their parents. That's according to a survey from Credit Bureau Experian. Slightly less than half, or 47% of millennials surveyed, they are somewhat or very financially dependent on their parents. About 60% of those in Gen Z said they depend financially on mom and dad. Two other interesting facts came out of the survey. First, they don't feel great asking their parents for financial support. Over two-thirds, or 70% of millennials, said that they feel ashamed when they have to ask their parents for financial support. About 60% of the younger cohort feels the same way. And secondly, might this be looking a gift horse in the mouth? The folks that are asking their parents for financial help say they don't agree much with their parents' financial habits. The survey found that 27% of the respondents don't think their parents are good financial role models. Well, it's a first. MarketWatch is reporting that shares of Apple advanced 2.3% on Friday, giving the company a market capitalization of more than $3 trillion. The company previously hadn't ended a trading session at that milestone mark, though it did get close back on January 3rd of last year when it traded intraday levels that would have amounted to that valuation but failed to close there. The smartphone giant became the first U.S. company to secure a $3 trillion valuation. Its market capitalization alone is larger than the market caps of the S&P 500 utilities, real estate, and materials sectors combined. Apple's close in $3 trillion territory comes 719 trading days after it crossed the $2 trillion threshold. It is great to be king. Wall Street ended on a high note Friday as the Dow gained 285 points to close the week at 34,407, while the Nasdaq picked up 196 points to end the session at 13,787, and the S&P 500 added 53 points to finish at 4450. West Texas Intermediate crude gained on Friday up to over $70 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this is about raising prices after selling off your excess inventory. We're talking about Nike. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Nike is hoping to raise prices on its latest product range despite using markdowns recently to clear its inventory. The sneaker behemoth plans to push up prices by low single digits to keep pace with rising costs and to protect its profit margins. However, after Nike offered deep discounts late last year to clear gluts, savvy shoppers have become more price conscious. With their buyers now introduced to lower prices, Nike will have to be innovative to command higher prices, says the paper, especially in the face of increased competition. Nike also wants to sell more of its goods directly compared to wholesale outlets. Nike's wholesale customers make up about 56% of sales compared to 70% 4 years ago. Meanwhile, Macy's and designer brands will start selling more Nike products later this year. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for this day. Thank you so very much for joining us. And by the way, have yourself a great 4th of July weekend. We will be back on Sunday at noon with the Business Week in Review and only on News Talk 1540. KXEL will be back on Monday, but then we are taking the day off on the 4th of July. All right, have yourself a great day. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.